Okay, so this is going to get a little awkward because I don't know you and you don't know me, but we're finna have a pretty good good little convo here, okay? So, this is the thing. I don't know how to say this. But I don't really want you to look at me any more than just some guy. And I have a very special reason for this. I really, really don't like how bad parasocial relationships have become over the years on the internet. I don't like them. I'm gonna list off a couple of names in a minute, and by no means am I actually making the case that these guys are bad content creators or that they don't work their butts off. They absolutely do. They do. Okay? They totally do. But I want to bring them up as examples because it's just true, okay? From what I understand, okay? Because like I said, I try to keep a distance, okay? But parasocial relationships are absolutely destroying a lot of the aspects about what makes us human, I think, as social creatures, because instead of actually socializing in person, we're just kind of going online and finding people and saying, "Hey, I'm just going to be friends with them because this is comfortable for me because they're just like me, right?" But the problem is that they don't actually notice you, but maybe you get lucky on a dice roll and they notice your donation that, and they read it out loud and they go, "Oh, that's really cool." And you can see how that interacts with them and you think it's real, but it's not. And it's like, I want to kind of like elaborate further on it other than just articulating what a parasocial relationship is, because everybody knows this. But like, I'm gonna use Charlie as an example because Charlie's actually a fantastic example for this, I think. Everybody knows Charlie. He's an extremely big streamer and an extremely big YouTuber. He goes by Charlie Penguin Zero, Z0, or Moist Critical, all those guys. You guys all know this guy, okay? This dude uploads videos pretty much, I think, every day on YouTube after he does his like, I think after he hits the gym or he sometimes goes playing basketball or something. And then afterwards, he sits down at his mic and then records like a video about some internet drama. And it's like it's not a super complicated video. He just sits down and talks in front of his mic like a regular old YouTuber. And he has, a conversation with his audience that's like many 5 to 15 minutes. And that's it. And, it's it. It's done. And of course, like I said, he streams and he puts a ton of work into lots of bigger projects with other creators. Okay. So the dude puts in a lot of work. But I, as an example with him, I've watched a couple of his videos, and for myself, I kind of realized that, like, the big thing for me, because I actually feel like I would be really fun, good friends with him if I ever met him in real life, because that's kind of what is the appeal a little bit in terms of like why he's so funny, is like he feels kind of like that dude that you remember being really cool and funny and popular in college, that was the frat bro on like the second floor, on your dorm that you remember hearing about all the time. He's like that frat bro down the hall that's really funny and uber goofy and everybody likes him. He's like that kind of guy. And it's like, I don't know how to explain it, but that feeling, that sensation of being like, I can be friends with this person. I can be friends with somebody like this. It's like the problem is the fact that it's a one-way relationship and we sort of psychologically addict and trick ourselves into these relationships with people that don't actually know us. And we believe that they know us because we see them every day, but they don't see us every day, but we don't see that. That's why our brains are able to trick ourselves, right? And these parasocial relationships, I mean, don't even get me started on OnlyFans. I don't use it. I don't care. I'm never touching it. I don't even, OnlyFans is so obvious that I don't need to even get into it. But OnlyFans is an example where that parasocial relationship gets exploited to the nth degree, is what I'm saying. And when it comes back to something like I said with Critical, when I watch Critical or Charlie, whatever, when I watch his videos, I just can't help but feel like they're so simple for him to make because, and this is fine, and he thankfully, this dude is not exploiting his audience or anything, but I notice he gets so many views on his videos when they're so simple, and it's because of the fact that people watch Charlie's videos because it's him. He's known for his well-knownness and his ability to be that frat bro down the hall that you guys remember, that I remember in college, And that personality that he has, I genuinely believe it. I think it's real. But that personality that he has is the kind of thing that, like, you just can't, like, replace. But more importantly, you know, it's the kind of personality that, like, you can attach onto and be like, man, like, I had a bad day, but I watched a video from Critical and I feel better, you know? And none of this is to knock Critical. This isn't about Charlie at all. This is not to poop on Charlie. It's not about that. It's about being aware of the psychological addiction that our brains have to people that aren't, like, real. Because in some sense, we get psychologically addicted to, like, people that we're in relationships with a little bit. Like, let's say, like, deep relationships, like partner kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, we love them. We get in, you know, we sort of, our brain is like there. I use this as an example, not to say that it's like that with people that are, you know, you're streaming with or you're watching a stream or something. I'm not saying you just want to be their partner. I'm saying that because there is no actual interaction on their end that ever ends, it's not actually a back and forth, if that makes sense. There's an unending stream of content forever from that creator. Do you see what I mean? And so you, there is no beginning, middle, and end to that relationship. It goes forever and ever. And if you don't watch a stream from Charlie and you really love his videos, your brain is going, I need to see Charlie's stream. I need to know what's going on. I just need that interaction. I need to have that socialization. I need to have that, you know. And because it's going, you know, it's going to be there forever. There is no end to that. See, and a normal social interaction and a normal social relationship is a give and take. And it's a, you know, a constant investment. And it, and, you know, as you get to know the person, you get to share thoughts with them, you go back and forth. And then over time, the relationship either develops in terms of its depth and breadth, or it decreases. And then there's a termination of the relationship. Like, these things are not happening, which is what makes it so psychologically addictive. And it's like, I think a lot of people now just kind of, like, don't think about it. And they're just like, I don't care. And then they go in headfirst, and then suddenly they're on Pokimane's stream and they can't get away. And they're like, I need to know what's going on with her all the time because I can't get a girlfriend or something. Like, people do this, and it's just sad. And I'm like, I with respect to me, because we're going to jump back to me now, this is my turn about me. Like, I want to help people, and I want to share my thoughts and feelings with the world. But I also want people to recognize the fact that even if I could get to know every single person that listens to the videos that I make, it's just not humanly possible, right? It's not humanly possible to know every person that listens to every video. And it's really hard, because I think Markiplier actually said it at one point, that there came a point when he hit, I think, like 100 million, I don't know how many million, but he got like 10 million subscribers, some number that was really high. And he got really upset because he realized he would never be able to fully meet the people that are subscribed to him. Like, once it got to a point where he had such a big audience, he couldn't fully know everyone in that audience. Like, he couldn't, at some point, everyone becomes a number because it's scaled up so high that you can't have relationships with the people that you start off with, you know? And it's like, on one hand, like, I would love to be able to have conversations with anybody out there. But on the other, like, it's also really hard because at some point, you don't want people to get addicted to you, you know, like, you don't, I don't want to be a source. If this is a better explanation, I don't want to be a source of addiction for other people. See what I mean? I don't want to be somebody that is like, you know, oh my gosh, I can't get enough of Leviathan's videos and I need to see them every day. And I don't want that for myself, for other people. Like, I don't want other people going, I need this person every day. And what's very nice is I think that people that are aware, all it is the awareness. That awareness of, like, I will get psychologically addicted to this if I'm not careful. It's like, you can just be aware of that, and then it'll make it significantly easier because you'll just stay emotionally disconnected. And I say this because I want to protect people out there that don't know, I guess. I don't know. Like, I think I don't, especially because my stuff tends to be so down to earth and personal. I want to connect with other people, and I want them to be like, man, that video from Leviathan makes me feel good. But I also don't want to cripple other people, if that makes sense. I don't want other people going like, man, I just really want to meet this dude because he's so cool. And like, and they vicariously live through my experience. Like, I don't want that for other people, because that's so damaging, because it sucks them out of their life, and then they're living, you know, a little house on the prairie life, or they're living vicariously through the Kardashians. Like, people do this, where they live like that. They live through a reality TV show, and they're like, what's going on with that TV show? Because their life is so boring. And I'm like, dude, I don't want that for people out there. I want people to be able to live their own life and not be psychologically obsessed with, like, my stuff, with what I'm doing, you know. And there's always going to be stans, okay? Like, that's just going to happen. But I think that people that are just kind of aware, even now, like, if you're in some kind of parasocial sort of social experience with some streamer or some YouTuber or something, and it's, like, kind of consuming your life a little bit, like, if you're just aware of it for, like, a long period of time, I would like to believe that that would lead to some sort of growth in a positive direction, you know? Like, maybe you watch, you know, this is a really stupid example, but, like, there were times where during the pandemic, I used to listen to a bunch of different news about, like, what was going on and what was real and what wasn't real. And I watched a bunch of different hosts during that time. And, like, what happened is I got psychologically addicted to those hosts and what they were saying, because I trusted them, because it seemed like what they were saying was true. And so I just, like, needed to listen to those hosts every day for the news. And it took, like, weeks of conscious breaking free to go, nope, I'm not going to listen to them today. I'm not going to listen to them. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And eventually, and it was scary, because it was like, what's going on in the world? I need to know. I trust this person or these people to tell me. And it was really hard and scary, but eventually I broke free. And now I don't give a crap what's going on in the world. Like, I'm just like, if it's going to end, it's going to end, and I'm fine, you know? But like I said, that kind of relationship that you build with somebody that isn't building it back, you're like, and you know, it sucks, because it would be the kind of thing where I'm going to be like, you're going to get hurt. But the problem is, you won't get hurt, because that person isn't ever going to change their current way of interacting with you. Do you see what I mean? Like, you're not, unless you donate to them on stream and then suddenly they say, you know, oh my gosh, you're a terrible person or something stupid like that. Like, okay. But assuming that the way that things have been with that, the way that relationships develop is through self-disclosure. And when they reveal themselves to you constantly and you aren't revealing yourself to them, it tricks your brain into believing that it's fine, because, oh, they're revealing themselves to you, so they're getting to know, you're getting to know them really well. But the fact that there isn't actually the depth and breadth of the relationship is a farce for your brain to believe that there's something you're doing right that's causing that, when you're not actually doing anything. They're just elaborating more on their life every day about, this is what I did today and this is really cool and stuff. And so it seems real. It seems like that person is as real as your brother, but they're not to them. They don't know you. They haven't met you. They don't know your family, your struggles, your skills, your job, your relationships, where you're at, you know, in life, or how old you are, none of that crap. And so, I think, and I said this in a different episode to sort of, conclude, like I said, that I think this is really bad. This is going to be one of those things that really destroys us. These parasocial relationships, they're completely destroying the social fabric that we live in right now, where everybody's become more antisocial. We're so antisocial because we have these parasocial relationships to fulfill and satiate our desire to not be lonely. But what's really interesting is that these parasocial relationships that we have, they don't actually make us happy in a lot of cases. They're an addiction, because they, like, don't actually fulfill the full breadth and depth of the relationship we need. It's like they tell us about themselves, but, like, we can't tell them about ourselves. But even if we do, they then tell us back, maybe by donating, I guess, but then they tell us back, like, oh, that's really sad. I'm sorry to hear you had a bad day. Hope you feel better, or something, you know? Jay Schlatt did this video that was really funny, where somebody donated to him, and he was like, they said they had a bad day, and he said, just so you know, like, I don't know you. I have no idea what happened in your day, and I don't really care. Because, like, I, you know, I'm never going to, this is a parasocial relationship, and I have no ability to help you, and I'm really sorry. Or something extreme like that. Now, that's kind of, you're going to ruin somebody's day that way, like, really badly. Like, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that, like, emotionally and practically and sort of in your head, when you listen to my stuff, like, keep an eye on the fact, for your safety and your sake, that, like, even if I wanted to be able to talk to every person out there, I couldn't. It's not possible. The internet isn't sufficient for those kinds of conversations. And it's like, there's no way, you know, to do that. And even if it was, it's not healthy. It's not healthy to, like, want to get to know people that you never are going to be able to get to know. And so, you know, it's a tough line to sort of, like, draw, because on one hand, what then does that make me? Is this just entertainment? Is it meaning? Is it value? I hope it's all three, you know, but then at some point you got to kind of make the decision on what I do for you in a way that isn't like just some psychological parasocial addiction. You see what I mean? And I want to make sure that I'm not being somebody in your life that's causing you harm as a result of that kind of psychological damage. You know, I don't want to be that new cigarette for you. That cigarette of, you know, getting hooked on somebody that you're never going to meet. Like, it's one of those new drugs, and I don't take well to it. I'm very, very careful about the stuff that I watch, because I don't want to get hooked on people, and I don't want to get hooked on someone I'm never going to meet, because it's just not healthy. But, like, more importantly, it just destroys the social fabric that, you know, is getting unraveled more and more every day. And it just kind of, like, breaks us as people. You know, we're not meant to live in those one-sided relationships. It's just not a good thing for us to be doing. And it's not a good thing for me. And I'll just say this and then be done. Like, I will do everything in my power as often as I can to not do that for other people that listen to me. I do not want to build a community of people that are psychologically addicted to me. I would rather the people that listen to me go, I like this person. This is really funny. Okay, I'm going to go hang out with my girlfriend or something. Or this is really meaningful and I connect with this person and this is really awesome. Like, I'd rather people connected at a deeper level with what I'm saying and then moved on with their life and felt better. Instead of, like, being like, man, I just want to meet this person because they make me feel so good and so happy, and they're just like my brother and they remind me so much, you know, like, I would love if there was a world where there could be a happy medium. You know, I just don't want to be somebody's next addiction. I'm going out of my way as best I can to set that groundwork and to sort of say what I think about this stuff, because it's just not healthy for you and it's not healthy for me either. But it's okay.